Welcome to the Catholic Communications Network's Lent and Easter Reflections. Third Sunday of Lent. In a moment we'll listen to the Gospel reading and then we'll hear the thoughts of Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, Archbishop of Southwark. John chapter 4 verses 5 to 42. Jesus is heading back to Galilee.
On the way he came to the Samaritan town called Sychar, near the land that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired by the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Give me something to drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew. How is it that you ask me, a Samaritan, for something to drink?" Jews, of course, do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus replied to her, "If you only knew what God is offering and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me something to drink,' you would have been the one to ask, and he would have given you living water." "You have no bucket, sir," she answered, "and the well is deep. How do you get this living water? Are you a greater man than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself with his sons and his cattle?" Jesus replied, "Whoever drinks this water will be thirsty again, but no one who drinks the water that I shall give will ever be thirsty again. The water that I shall give will become a spring of water within, welling up for eternal life."
"Sir," said the woman, "give me some of that water, so that I may never be thirsty or come here again to draw water."
"Go and call your husband," said Jesus to her, "and come back here." The woman answered, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right to say, 'I have no husband,' for although you have had five, the one you now have is not your husband. You spoke the truth there."
"I see you are a prophet, sir," said the woman.
"Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, though you say that Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour is coming, indeed, is already here, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That is the kind of worshipper the Father seeks. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah, that is Christ, is coming, and when he comes, he will explain everything." Jesus said, "That is who I am, I who speak to you." At this point his disciples returned and were surprised to find him speaking to a woman, though none of them asked, "What do you want from her?" or "What are you talking to her about?" The woman put down her water jar and hurried back to the town to tell the people, "Come and see a man who has told me everything I have done. Could this be the Christ?" This brought people out of the town, and they made their way towards him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, do have something to eat." But he said, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has someone brought him food?" But Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me, and to complete his work. Do you not have a saying, 4 months and then the harvest? Well, I tell you, look around you, look at the fields. Already they are white, ready for harvest. Already the reaper is being paid his wages. Already he is bringing in the grain for eternal life, so that sower and reaper can rejoice together."
For here the proverb holds true. One sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap a harvest you have not laboured for. Others have laboured for it, and you have come into the rewards of their labour. Many Samaritans of that town believed in him on the strength of the woman's words of testimony. He told me everything I have done. So, when the Samaritans came up to him, they begged him to stay with them. He stayed for 2 days, and many more came to believe on the strength of the words he spoke to them. And they said to the woman, "Now we believe, no longer because of what you told us. We have heard him ourselves, and we know that he is indeed the Saviour of the world."
Today's reflection on the Gospel comes from Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, Archbishop of Southwark.
This year the Gospel for the third Sunday of Lent is, I think, one of the most beautiful stories in the New Testament. It's the story of the meeting of Jesus with the Samaritan woman. It's full of human interest. It's a personal meeting between Jesus and a woman who's not a Jew. And in the course of the story, we find out a lot about her. It's also a story in which the disciples are away, are in the background. So it's just a meeting between two people. And I think it's precisely in and through the story and all the details and all that's said within it that some of the most profound truths are revealed to us, truths that take us to the heart of our Christian faith. And so to the very heart of Easter. If one were to try and identify key themes or ideas of the story, I would say water and worship. And as such, they point us to the Easter Vigil, when hundreds of new Catholics will be baptized with water and the invocation of the Holy Trinity. And water, of course, is a fundamental symbol in the Bible, and is fundamental to our liturgy too. I love that passage from the prophet Ezekiel, the prophecy that says, "I will pour clean water upon you, and you will be cleansed from all your uncleannesses and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you." Water symbolizes new life, the things that the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives, to give us integrity, goodness, true life, good life, and the capacity for true worship. And Jesus, speaking to this woman, identifies her deepest need, identifies our deepest needs. Not water to quench our thirst, which of course we do need, but living water, the water that springs up to eternal life. If there are a few phrases that sum up that to me, it takes us to the heart of what Jesus is saying, of what this gospel's about. It's when our Lord says, "If you only knew what God is offering, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have been the one to ask, and he would have given you living water." So this gospel points us to Easter, to a time when the grace of baptism will be bestowed afresh, and we commit ourselves anew to fidelity to that grace. And that's what I think is so uplifting about this story, this beautiful, very natural, very human story. It's about us and about our hope for the future and for new life. And it also speaks to us about true worship, about authentic worship of God. What's important is that we worship in spirit and in truth. The inner reality of our worship is what counts. What counts is that idols, all the idols that can engage us and can crowd out our lives, are put aside, are put to death, and we're enabled to worship the living God. And in that spirit, we look forward to Easter, which is the most intensive time of worship in the church's year. Holy Week, when we enter into Christ's once for all sacrifice to the Father and offer with him his sacrifice to God. So let's look forward to Easter and let's take heart and hope from the profound message of this beautiful and simple story, the meeting of Jesus with the Samaritan woman.
Archbishop Kevin MacDonald with today's Lenten Reflection. For the latest news, resources and information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk. For our full Lent and Easter section, click on Events.